Hey guys, it's Jessica, founder of Noonday Collection. Welcome to the You Matter podcast. On this podcast, I want you to get ready to be inspired to be more courageous and to own your worth. Get ready to feel connected to the artisan community and to the community where you have a place of belonging, the ambassador community. Because the truth is, you matter, and I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the conversation. Today, I have with me a very special guest. Her name is Needy. Welcome, Needy.
Thank you so much.
Needy is the lead designer at CFM, which is one of our Indian partners. If you've heard us talk about Arjun, Needy works for Arjun. And Needy, I'd love for you to tell us not only what you do at CFM, but also your reason for your visit to Noonday.
Hi, good morning, everyone. This is Nidhi from CFM, and I generally work with artisans. Generally, what my main purpose is to work with artisans and uplift their lives, help whatever help I can do for them. And back home, I design things for my other buyers too. Like Noonday is one of the biggest buyers we are working with, and we have another buyers too. For them, I design all the collection and everything. And I'm here at Noonday to learn their design process, what they do, so that I can help something with my designs back home.
Awesome. Yeah, so we recently, I think our latest episode was about collaborative design. And so you're really here to explore that with Sarah and the rest of the product team and just kind of get that in-person, face-to-face collaboration and just understanding even more how each other works, right?
Yeah. Because when at times I ask them like how their process goes and what are the steps they take to finalize their design, they do tell me on mails, but of course it's much better to be face to face, and that is the main purpose of my visit.
Yeah. Is there anything that you've learned while you've been here where you're like, that's going to make my job so much easier when I go home?
Yeah. I always do in like market survey before designing something new and some new collections. But of course, it's Indian market survey. I always face problem like how would they like it or would they not? That's the best part. That's the best part here, that I'm getting to know people, what they like, what they do not like, and the markets, the survey, and the culture around here.
Yeah. Yeah. We, our customer support team, which I'm now on, we had lunch with Needy yesterday. And yeah, that was something you talked about, how you were so pleasantly surprised that everyone was so friendly. Because some of your friends who had been to the States warned you, like, if someone, you know, just an American, not someone at Noonday, but just kind of like, you know, maybe is in a bad mood or like scold you, yeah, to not take it personal, and you were very relieved that everyone is very friendly here.
Yes.
It's hard not to like you, though. But I know that you're visiting Noonday while you're here, but are you doing anything else while you're in the States?
Yeah, I'll be traveling to New York for NY Now.
And can you explain what NY Now is?
Yeah, it's a fair. It's like a big fair for handicrafts and lifestyle products. So you'll be getting every artisan group from, I think, all over the country to have stalls and shows there.
It's it's kind of like a trade show for the industry, which is super exciting that you're going to get to go with Sarah, and I think Bree's going for a little bit.
Bree and Travis too.
Travis, yeah. Yes. And I think Karen will meet up with you guys there. So I love that you guys are going to get to go together. Yeah, because I'm sure you've been to other industry things, but, you know, Noonday and Needy being able to go together will be really neat. I'm sure that'll be a very good
And then Sarah can also explain me, like, what exactly they have to, they'll be looking for the new collection and how they work, how they choose elements from the show and everything,
So while you've been in the office, so yesterday the product team, along with you, showed a lot of our home office team the Spring 17 line.
Yeah.
And we can't tell anything about it. but what was that like for you getting to see, you know, our team react to, I know, two of the pieces you personally designed? What was that like?
That was really exciting for me because we do not have something like this back in India, like in personally in my office. So I was too interested to join. That's why I'm here before and why now, because the main schedule was I'll be here in September starting. But just because all this teamwork and design collection was going to be in this week, so I'm here.
You moved your trip up sooner. Yeah. That's great. Was it neat to see how your pieces fit in with the rest of the line that were designed by artisans in completely different countries? Was that really cool?
Yes.
I am personally very excited for the two pieces that Needy designed. And I wish I could say what they were, but they're
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And there's like some versatility to it, which it was really funny. Travis was like blown away by it. Yeah, it was, we had a really good laugh about it. So, you know, I've gotten to know you during your visit. I feel really lucky that I've gotten some great time with you. You went to a trunk show on Sunday. Oh, do you mind if I ask you about your experience there?
Yeah, sure.
So we went to a trunk show on Sunday. Jill Edwards was the ambassador. Shout out to Jill. And her hostess was Pam. And what was your impression of the trunk show experience? What did you walk away thinking about it?
I think that the people with Noonday, the working for Noonday and are attached with Noonday are all are kind-hearted. That's the main impression I got of the people, the main observation I had with the people.
Yes. Yeah. You definitely got some classic Texas hospitality while you were there. Pam was showing you pictures of her grandbabies. Yes. And yeah, it was really great. And I thought it was just so special that one of her guests, I'm drawing a blank on her name and I wish I wasn't, but one of her guests came up and was talking to us about how now that she shops at Noonday and Jill has introduced her to Noonday, it's just opened up her worldview.
Yeah.
You work so closely with artisans. And so it's, I'm sure the knowledge that you're impacting their lives is very apparent and close to you. What was it like to hear that a customer felt like her life had been changed by your work?
It was really nice. It was really good to know that they also think what people are making and how a single piece can also uplift their lives. And generally what I have heard from the people, like, oh, I like that piece, so I just picked it up. But the people who are with Noonday, they are like, oh, this is affecting someone's life, or this is uplifting someone's life. Oh, I can help, at least I can help some point of their, the percentage of their lives. So, okay, I will buy this piece for this much. Though even some person have a budget, okay, I cannot spend this much on this piece. But when they think, oh, this is affecting someone's life, they are ready to spend. I really like this concept and the feeling people have here.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really special to witness. And she was also just so affectionate and warm and just wanted to give you hugs. And it was very sweet. And I know you also got to stand up and share about your work with CFM at the trunk show. And that was really cool for me to see. And I think the trunk show guests were really just kind of touched that they were even getting to have this experience and speaking to someone who designs the pieces right in front of them. And I would love to hear, you know, you talked about this at the trunk show. I would love to hear what about your job is fulfilling to you or helps you feel like it brings you purpose?
I always had something in my mind, though when I was studying, I was in the high schools, that I want to do something for the people, like, or I want to earn that much so that I can help them with my money or something. But so I'm too young to do that and not that rich to yet. So I find it perfect. My job is perfect for the feeling I had always. that though if I cannot give them money, if I cannot uplift their lives, like presenting something, gifting or money, anything, but I can design for them. I can use their traditional techniques, designing and inspiration, mm-hmm. Designing with my ideas mm-hmm. and designs. So then they can have, at least have work for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we work, when I joined her 3 years back, I started working with CFM. When I joined her, there was 200 artisans we were working with.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's 480 artisans.
Oh my goodness.
So I feel good. Like I can generate business, generate employment for many other people too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think there's so much significance that you are Indian and you're empowering and uplifting other Indians.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I think today in the social business sector,
mm-hmm.
There's so much passion and people are so passionate about social business that I think whatever good can happen is always good. But to me personally, I'm so much more excited to see someone who is native to that country empowering those that are already in their country, you know, that you know them the best than an American would.
Yes.
And so it's really cool to hear those at home office who work on product and with artisans,
mm-hmm.
To hear about how they learn from you and learn from Arjun and learn from other leaders and designers at these other businesses that we partner with. And it's really such an honor to be able to partner with you and to just glean that wisdom from you about your home country and those that you work with.
Thank you so much. And we are also glad to work with Noonday. And this is just because of Noonday and our other partners too. But you are the biggest buyer we are working with. This allows us to generate more work for more people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And something you shared at the Trunk Show was I think particularly the women in Orissa,
uh-huh.
and how you've seen their lives change.
Yes.
Can you speak to
that?
Yeah,
sure.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. We started working with Orissa Group, I think 2 years back.
Mm-hmm.
And then we visited them personally, like how they work and their culture and are they WFT oriented? World Fair Trade Organization,
yes. uh-huh.
oriented. So because we do not work with anyone like who are employing children
mm-hmm.
below age
mm-hmm.
or who are not providing fair wages. So we do not work with that group.
With any groups that don't follow those practices.
Those rules.
Uh-huh.
So we visited them and those all were
mm-hmm.
over the rules, like everyone was following that rules.
Uh-huh.
So we gave them an order. There were around 50 women working for that group.
Mm-hmm.
And then after an year, we had another good order. Then I visited with Jessica and Travis.
Uh-huh.
They were there, and so I visited with them. There were around 200 women working for that group.
And this was a year ago?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they were so well-dressed. They were so looking so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, like, so happy. We are so happy we are getting such good orders from you.
Mm-hmm.
And they were really happy. And they were really glad to meet Jessica and Travis, too.
And this is the group that I think those of you listening have probably heard Jessica say, like, she walked into, you know, their work area and, you know, they're gathered around the pieces that they're making and you can just hear the clinking of their
bangles. Yes. Yeah.
And uh-huh. that even the women in these villages in India are just accessorized to the nines.
Yes.
And so, yeah, it's and you've seen that group grow, haven't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How large is that now? Do you know?
Yeah, it's they are employing 200 women now.
That's so mm-hmm. amazing.
It's amazing. And they just had a single building for the group.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was a small room there they used to work. And now they have three buildings
uh-huh.
now. So all the three buildings are nearby artisans area. So that the nearby artisans can visit that building and then they can work there.
Oh, great. Uh-huh. So it's kind of like a collaborative work area.
Yeah.
So does this group... do they only make Noonday orders or do they have other buyers as
No, they are mainly working with some Singapore buyers.
Okay, great. Yeah. So their business has expanded to other buyers. Uh-huh. Oh, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love hearing that.
Yeah.
So my last question for you is if there's anything that you'd like the ambassadors to know.
Yes, that ambassadors are the only one who can uplift artisans' life, because if we'll have more ambassadors, we'll have more sales, mm-hmm. and we'll have more orders.
Oh. I love that.
And we'll can employ more artisans too.
That's so well put. It's like the more of us that we can multiply, the more orders will happen and the more impact you can make.
Yes.
Yeah. And you know, our community is so special, and they like can't help but share this gift with the other women around them and say like, come join us. We want you to be a part of this. And it's really special to hear that directly from you, someone who knows and loves these artisans personally. Mm-hmm. Nidhi, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much.
It's been so lovely getting to know you, and I'm glad our community will have a glimpse as to how lovely you are. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Hey guys, this is Jessica and the lovely Bree.
Hello.
Bree, how long have you been working at Noonday now?
3 years, since July 15th.
How's you hear about us?
Found you guys online. I liked how well the website was beautifully decorated, and I fell in love with all the jewelry instantly.
What were you searching for?
I was searching for either a nonprofit or a socially conscious business to use my degree in international business. And yeah, Noonday just had everything that I wanted.
So. And tell us where you started off. You just graduated.
Yeah, I just graduated from Iowa State in December of 2012, and then I came back to Austin, where I'm from, and I started working for interning at a nonprofit here in Austin called the Miracle Foundation, and they renovate orphanages in India. So while that was nice, I still wanted to see if I could break out a little bit into the for-profit world that was still, you know, taking care of people around the world.
And you started off packaging.
Yeah, I started off packing for about 6 to 8 months, and then I moved into CS for about a year, and now I'm on the product team.
And is that something, like, when you started off at Noonday, did you have, like, a vision for where you wanted your career to go at Noonday?
Yeah, I remember when I was being interviewed by Renee, she was kind of like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And I didn't really have an idea of what a product team was, but I knew I wanted to help Noonday support the artisans that they worked with, specifically in India, in terms of making the products for us or their social programs and stuff. So, you know, I kind of just visualized the role that I have now, and now I'm in it. So
it's just really cool, because I remember Bree has pulled in her mom and her sister. They've all packaged. They've been our little elves during the holiday season. Mm-hmm. And so now it's fun because Bree just went on her first official Noonday trip with Noonday. No, it was your second to India.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, second to India. Just got back a couple of months ago. And so it's just been really cool because India is actually almost 40% of our entire line, which is crazy if you think about it. And it's really fun now to have someone on the product team who she's been brushing up on her Hindi, and she has experience leading groups in India through Whole Foods, right? Mm-hmm.
The Whole Planet.
Whole Planet Foundation. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, it's just been fun for me to see you get to kind of grow into a role that seems like it was always meant to be. And so I'm excited for you to get to share and for the ambassador community to get to know you a little bit better.
Yeah.
Although coming from CS, you...
just in a different capacity.
Different capacity now, yeah. So Bree and I kind of wanted to share a little bit about one of the groups that we work with called Pushpanjali. And I was going to start off and share with you guys a little bit how we got to know them. And then Bree just got back from visiting with them. And then actually the founder, Anurag, just got back from sharing at our coaching summit in Chicago. So we just thought we'd give a little bit more background, and especially since Bree was just with them in Agra a couple of months ago. So a couple of years ago, you know, oftentimes we're looking at what's going on in the marketplace and then we're like, okay, we need to find a group of artisans who is going to be able to provide this to our customers. And so I think it was a couple of years ago, just noticing like printed scarves that are really, really lightweight and feminine. We still had really only been working in hand wovens. So and, you know, with in Guatemala with foot looms and with the backstrap looms. And so one of my friends, Stacey Edgar, she founded Global Girlfriends. And Global Girlfriends is one of the first fair trade organizations that really also kind of had this sense of like, let's get our girlfriends together and empower them to empower women around the world. And so you know, it's so interesting the difference between just fair trade and just normal retail, because normal retail and, you know, we've hired quite a few people that come from just normal retail here at the New Day office. And it is all about like you sign your life away to not talk about who your vendors are. Right. It's like, no, you would never, ever say like, here's the factory that I work with in China and here's their contact info. We'd love for you to go work with them. But, you know, fair trade is so interesting and in that we're all after this common mission, right? We're all about creating safe, healthy working environments. We're about building capacity. We're about helping marginalized people that don't typically have access to the marketplace gain access to the marketplace. And so Stacey has been one of those women where she was in Austin for work, working with Whole Foods a couple years ago. And I was like, okay, we're looking for this. We're looking for that. And she's like, I know of a great group in Agra called Pushpanjali, and you should totally connect with them. And so she made that introduction. And then Travis and I were in Agra a couple years ago and went to their office, met Anurag for the first time. And then he showed me his showroom, and that's where I saw all these beautiful scarves. And now we have this awesome Zardozi clutch that's out right now that uses this technique that's very traditional to India. And just it's just been so cool to see the evolution. And it really all started from a friend who said, I'm not going to live with a scarcity mentality. I'm going to create opportunity, more opportunity. On the same end, Anurag immediately, you know, emailed Stacey after I visited, because I was like, well, can we do scarves? Because they do have an exclusivity agreement together. And so he was able to go to Stacey and say, hey, you're my primary partner. Is it okay if I work with Noonday? And Stacey would say, yes, but remember our designs are exclusive. So anyway, it's just been kind of this cool thing. And I'm excited because Stacey actually is the one who invited me to speak at this Trade and Impact Summit in Morocco next week. And so it's just this whole fair trade. We really are part of a larger community of people. And this whole story of how sometimes we get connected to our partners is a real testament to that. So Bree, I know Anurag just came to America and a lot of our ambassadors just got to meet him. About 30 of our ambassadors got to meet him, the Insight Council and some of our coaches. And so I would love for you to get to share a little bit what you learned when you were in Agra recently.
Yeah. So when I was talking with Anurag, he was able to fill me in on a little bit of the background about Pushpanjali, which I thought was really interesting. One of the things is in Agra, it's really difficult for a lot of manufacturing businesses to get started there because they have really strict laws against pollution, because the Taj Mahal is right there and that's really big for the area for tourism. So small artisan groups are really good for the area for the economy. The only issue is that most of that production is just gone through the tourist shops in the area, and they don't really think about the larger picture or the international market. Mm-hmm. So with Pushpanjali, they are actually able to find these smaller groups and tap into the larger international market while protecting the environment and also protecting the artisans that they work with. They've been around for about 30 years, and they started with 5 artisans, and now they're with several different groups working from anything from scarves, like Jessica mentioned, to other home goods with more traditional materials found in the area, like soapstone. And right now, Noonday is actually working with 32 of the artisans with our scarves in the Zardozi clutch from this season.
Yeah, it was really cool just hearing him share about his own background. He actually mm-hmm. came from a corporate marketing background.
Yeah.
But his father had started this fair trade organization.
Yeah.
And at one point he realized, you know what, I would rather make an impact and take a little bit of hit to my own income in order to create an impact. And so that's kind of how he got into it. And so he really has a very strong business acumen, mm-hmm. Which has been really great, and really is committed. They're part of the Fair Trade Federation and are really committed to those principles. It's in their office. They're posted everywhere. And so, yeah. And then our Zardozi Clutch, they actually, I think he said it's about 20 women that they employ directly through just that one clutch.
Yeah, that clutch actually, it takes a lot of work. So it is the fact that we are able to give them more orders this season for that bag is really good. So we can keep supporting those 20 women working on that bag.
And then it's the same woman that actually embroidered the Mojave scarf mm-hmm. too.
Yep, it's the same embroidery group. So we've worked with two different groups with them, the block printing, which you've seen on the Mirage scarf, and the Desert Flower Infinity scarf from spring 2016, and the modern...
Those are actually scarf? The screen prints.
The screen prints. Screen but prints. The, yes, yeah, I'm yeah, sorry, yeah. Screen printing. And also screen printing for the scarf that was in fall 15 as well.
Mm-hmm. And we're excited for fall. We're designing right now. A lot of times when we see a technique just being so beautifully executed, then we see, okay, how can we multiply that in our line? So I'm really excited for some cool embroidery stuff we're working on mm-hmm. for fall 16. And they're constantly innovating and trying new groups to start building those long-term partnerships.
Mm-hmm. And the first time that I went to visit him in December, he was really pushing some of the bags that they had been working on and the different kind of materials like leather and things like that. So I think it'll be really fun to see how we're able to interpret that in the line for spring 17 and get that to our customers.
Was that a little hint, Brie?
Yeah,
she's dropping a hint. So I know you've been to India several times with the Miracle Foundation. Mm-hmm. And so the last 6 months has been your first time to go with Noonday. So tell me a little bit about what's been the difference between going and working sort of with orphanages and instead going and working with businesses.
That is a very good question. I have never compared it before. I would say that, well, I think Noonday is very unique in the groups that we work with, where I do see a lot of similarities between working with the orphanages and the different groups, because they are trying to take care of the whole person. It's not just that we're giving them an order for them to fill in that comes with money or work for an extended period of time. There are social programs that are helping them with health, education, with their families and everything like that. And that's something that I have seen paralleled with the nonprofits that I've paired with, as opposed to other trips that I've had in India where we were just going to a farm and seeing what their day-to-day work was like, but we weren't seeing the whole person or how that company was helping the whole person.
That's so true. And I think in India, the fair trade movement has been around the longest mm-hmm. than in really, they kind of are the ones to establish, I think, this whole idea of fair trade. So tell us a little bit more about that, because that's something that we don't talk a ton about, but really all of our partners in India are doing a lot of additional social programs.
So with Pushpanjali specifically, one of their biggest initiatives that they do outside of providing training and work for the artisans is their health initiative. So outside of Agra, the small villages that the artisans come from, they actually do a monthly health check-in where they have doctors volunteer from around the area come to a school, which they've cleared out for the weekend, and they'll set up little different check-in workshops, and they even have like a cataracts module for the older artisans to make sure that, you know, their eyes aren't being strained while they're working and things like that. And everything that they're doing is completely free to not only the artisans, but other individuals in the community, because otherwise these marginalized groups would not have any access to healthcare. So this is something that is common with some of the other groups that we work with in India too. And I just think it is so amazing that they are trying to make sure they are trying to reinvest in their artisans in so many different ways than just financially.
Mm-hmm. Something else in particular to the Agra area is it is primarily the artisans are Muslim. And mm-hmm. in the Muslim culture, women traditionally are not allowed to leave the home. And mm-hmm. so anything that's touched with embroidery is, you know, in India, traditionally, it's a woman's work. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that these women are able to work from their home and bring, you know, bring economic viability to their home increases their likelihood of independence and empowerment and getting to understand their rights as women in India as well. Mm-hmm. So that's something else that he talked about when he was here in Chicago a couple weeks ago and just really spoke about, you know, what Noonday's been able to do, what an incredible partner that we've been just in the last couple of years. And he spoke a lot of vision into us for the future, which Bree kind of alluded that we are getting into more products with them so that we can continue to bolster, you know, part of what we do at Noonday is long-term partnership, but it's also capacity building. And so you're going to be seeing that more and more in our line with Pushpanjali.
Absolutely.
So Bree,
yeah.
When are you wanting to go to India next?
As soon as possible. Hopefully in December. It's not too hot then, but it'd be a good chance for me to take even a little bit more time off and try to, you know, engage in the rest of the country and see some of the groups that we haven't been able to reach yet. So,
yeah. Excited. Tell us a little bit about how many groups did you go visit when you were just there?
When I was there, I was only able to meet with, I believe, five groups.
Five groups in like five days.
Yeah, so a group a day. And they were, you know, several hours away from each other. And there are some groups, like we have one group in Jaipur that I don't think we've been able to see since Jessica and Travis first met them. So I would love to go and, you know, get more connected to those artisans and see what the impact that Noonday has done there.
Well, Joanna and Karen have been there.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
They've been up there.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, a couple times. We like getting out to Jaipur.
Yeah. It's I would love to go.
Real pretty.
The Pink City.
Yes.
Been,
so. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Well, guys, thank you so much for helping us to build a flourishing world in India. It really is a country as a whole that we're really committed to. And the groups that we partner with there truly are looking at the whole person. We can say that enthusiastically about every group that we work with. And we're excited to continue to grow those partnerships and also bring just more innovation to our line, which you'll be seeing in the spring. But in the meantime, go sell that Zardozi clutch. Love you guys.